flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is August, and that means it is Black Business Month, an opportunity for you to support the businesses that are owned and operated by African Americans right here in our great state of Minnesota. You know, we have Small Business Saturday where we shop local, but this is an opportunity for an entire month for you to seek out those businesses owned by African Americans right here in the Twin Cities and throughout greater Minnesota, and support them with your dollars, right? Go and take a day and head to St. Joseph's and go to Cruz Restaurant. Right. Chef Mateo is there and he has an amazing array of dishes and cuisine from Louisiana that he cooks up. And it is amazing. It feels like you stepped into New Orleans when you walk into that restaurant. Go to St. Paul. Go by Lip Esteem, owned by Tamika Jones, right there in Selby, in the heart of Rondo, and pick you up some lip gloss. And hey, men too, she sells lip chap, right? Devonna Pittman has got Nature's Syrup. Go to Vanessa Drew's and get some Cheesecake Funk. If Prince liked it, you can too, right? Latunji's Palette is right there in Minneapolis, in the Seward neighborhood, and she has a coffee shop. If you're in St. Paul, hey, go on over there to Shawnee Grigsby Flavor Cafe on University and Dale. If you are at the University of Minnesota, you can hop on a light rail and get there. They have a light rail stop. And you can go there, University and Dale, pick you up some coffee. She has amazing pastries. She has lunch. It is just an opportunity for you to seek out those places. And folks, I wish you luck. How can I find the Black-owned restaurant? How can I find the Black seamstress or the African-American vendor that I can find to paint my house? Nancy Corsa has done an amazing thing. If you go to Black Business Enterprise, it is a website here in the Twin Cities, owned and operated by Nancy Corsa. And she has curated a list of all of the Black business owners in our city. And so you can type in lawyer or accountant or a graphic artist. You can type in restaurant and find all of the African-American restaurants, you know, car shops and folks who do graphic artists and t-shirt shops and printers, find them, right? And so probably, I don't know, a couple of months ago, I was hanging out with my friend Eddie Koblenz from the St. Paul Saints, and he had just came from supporting me at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, And, you know, the Saints, they're always doing something amazing in the community. And he said, Shaletta, how can we do something for black business owners? And I was like, oh, my God, let's do it. And so we sat there at the restaurant and we mapped out a plan. And that plan is coming together on Thursday. And so I'm so happy to have Eddie joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Eddie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, Shaletta. It's awesome to have an opportunity to talk with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, the St. Paul Saints are doing something amazing for Black Business Month on Thursday the 8th at the game. Doors open at, 5:30, first pitch at 7:07. Talk to me about, you know, just kind of what we planned and what's going to happen and how people can come out and participate.
Yeah, it was fun to hear you talk about to reenact our conversation. I think it was at the Butter Tin in Lower Town.
The Butter Tin is where the brain matter was spilling, baby. That's we had a whole plan. Yes,
we did. We did. It was awesome. It was great to talk about Black Entrepreneur Day at the Capitol, and then I honestly can't remember if you led that into the conversation. I remember Derek Scherer, our general manager, jumping in and at the idea, and I can't remember if you or Derek brought it up, but it was fantastic idea, just a no brainer when it comes to, you know, including CHS Field and a Saints game in a way to celebrate Black Business Month and Black entrepreneurs in our community. And you know, it's the ballpark itself is a community asset, and within the Saints we've always tried to focus. I have to honor my predecessor, Annie Heidekoper, on this, but the three C's, you know, conversations equals connections equals community. And mm-hmm. and that's something we go back to quite often in our internal conversations. And I think this is just a great example of that. It's just a chance to open the doors, hopefully get some members of the community into the ballpark that have never been. And enjoy a night at the, you know, in that for a Saints game, but also, you know, honoring, we're also honoring Black baseball as well. And, particularly a gentleman named Joe Black, who was mm-hmm. a historical baseball legend and former Saints player. His family will be there to help celebrate, Joe. And it was an opportunity, of course, we should be celebrating the entire, you know, Black community, an entrepreneur community and Black business community. As a part of that. So there's going to be a lot going on. Thelma's ice cream is even going to be given away.
Yes.
Inside the gate. So yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff going on that night. But all in celebration, and I look forward to it.
Yeah, y'all going to be busier than a one-legged man at the bookkeeping competition because, you know, the one thing that I really appreciated was, you know, I talked to you about how, you know, I heard from Black entrepreneurs who want to do booths and vend at different right. events, and the fee was just so astronomical. They had to sell right. a certain amount of products, and they weren't able to really mm-hmm. network. And the Saints have yep. allowed 6 Black business owners to set up vendor booths free of charge and network and sell their product and get the word out and meet with the fans. That is really going to be a game changer for a lot of these businesses to make those connections, to create those partnerships, and to sell their products. I'm so grateful for the generosity that you have shown us this Thursday and what you've allowed us to do coming to the ballpark.
Yeah, and I have to give a ton of credit to my colleague Kaylin Johnson, who's really furthered and communicated with everyone. I've been out of the office the last week, and she's just really done a great job organizing and communicating with the 6 business owners. And hopefully, things they feel comfortable with, you know, all the planning that's coming in when they arrive, and we'll make sure that everyone has a really excellent location in the ballpark. But really, again, it gets back to just communicating, you know, interacting with the Saints fans that are there to enjoy the game and the atmosphere. And hopefully it just leads. And hopefully it's all additional conversation within the Black business community, too, to just to have a place to meet and a place to, you know, to grow and to foster these lines of communication and hopefully, you know, they're the partnerships with one another.
Okay, so I haven't told everybody this. This is my first time saying it on the radio, but I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch. And my neighbor, Mr. Phil Kimmel, he is the athletic director at Park High School. He has been working with me because I don't want to come out there with the lame arm. And so I'm doing really good. You would be so proud of me, Eddie. I have busted out a couple of car windows because I'm throwing really hard and really fast. So now when I come outside, the neighbors are like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Because I need to move my car. It's been a lot of I'm sorry's, and here's my insurance information because... because I've been just like doing my thing. And so I was planning a dance celebration, and so Mr. Phil had to tap me on my shoulder and he said, Shaletta, there's no twerking in baseball. Because what I told Mr. Phil what I wanted to do is after I throw the ball across and to the catcher, that if I made it, I wanted to twerk. So I was doing a lot more practicing with my twerking than I was with my throwing. And so he had to let me know. So is that true? Is that just Mr. Phil's opinion, or is that absolutely no twerking in baseball? Inquiring minds would like to know, Eddie.
If there's no twerking in baseball, I'd like to hope that the Saints can be, once again, the exception to the rule. And we can look the other way. If that unwritten rule exists, I'd like to think that we could completely ignore that. And I think everyone would like to see you do that after your first pitch, Shaletta. So you may be one of few that can pull that off, but I'd love to see that. So we're gonna waive that. If it is a rule,
please.
We're going to waive it.
Okay, I'm going to need to let you talk to Mr. Phil because he is really adamant about this, and I'm going to give you his number after this. He's very concerned about me.
The Saints have always historically been known as kind of rebel baseball, so I'd like to think we can carry that forward.
Man, y'all sitting over there with Ozempic, okay? That is like my favorite thing. I tell you, when I found out about Ozempic, I was like, okay, first of all, this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. I'm mad that I didn't think of it. Ozempic is just, y'all got like all kind of national news coverage about Ozempic. That was just like my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
it certainly was. Ozempic has gone back to the farm. So we actually have a new ball pig.
We have
a piglet again. So we, because our season is 75 home games now.
Yes.
In the AAA affiliate of the Twins, Our pig farmer, who's been bringing the pig from Western Wisconsin since 93, requested that we have a new ball pig halfway through the season because the pig gaining 2.5 pounds a day gets very large.
Yes, it does. I understand about gaining 2.5 pounds a week. I got very large as well, Eddie. So I understand. I wish somebody would come get me and replace me because.
So we do have a new cute little, much smaller piglet, ball pig, that is named, has a longer name. It is in honor of Joe Mauer's induction into the Hall of Fame. It is a catcher in the sty, aka Joe Sauer.
So Joe Sauer. I love Sauer. It. Joe Sauer.
To pig, yeah. So catcher in the sty and a.k.a. Joe Sauer. So that is,
Joe
the piglet.
Correct. I need to be in y'all meetings because y'all in meetings coming up with pig names. That's the meeting I want to be in. I don't want to be in these other meetings. Yeah. I want to be in a meeting where the focus of the group is coming up with the name of the new mascot pig. That's the kind of company I want to work for. Okay. And I'm so grateful for y'all and for the generosity that you've shown. And you all also have made some special $6 tickets available to this game. It's Thursday, August 8th. Black Entrepreneurs Day at the ballpark with the St. Paul Saints. Gates open at 5:30. First pitches at 7:07. You can go to saints-groups.com. And when you type in the word black business, people can get six special $6 tickets, right?
That's right. And thank you for all you're doing in that regard as well. So there's going to be a special surprise when people log in to that group.
Can I tell them?
You just read.
Can I tell them what the surprise is? Okay. I wasn't supposed to tell y'all the surprise. But if you go to saints-groups.com and type in the keyword black business, no space, black business, all one word, I have purchased the first 100 tickets. So the first 100 people who log on and buy tickets, the tickets will be free. The tickets will be free. So if you go on the website, saints.groups.com, saints-groups.com, and type in the keyword black business, no space. Mm-hmm. When you go to purchase a ticket, there's no fee. It's not an accident. It's not a glitch. I called the Saints today and I said, I want to purchase the first 100 tickets. So the first 100 tickets that you go online and get to this particular game, I've already taken care of. I've paid for it.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. And we'll throw in, if for any kids that are going to be there, we'll throw in a play zone wristband for them so they can enjoy just playing and having some fun out there behind the center field wall is our play zone area. And so kids can come out and just enjoy that as well for no additional charge. So that'll be I hope that entices some families to come join us too.
I do too. Y'all come out, hang out with us. It's Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Ballpark 2024, Thursday, August 8th. Gates open at 5:30. First pitch is at 7:07. You do not want to miss me throwing out that first pitch because I will be doing the T word. I will be twerking.
Right.
Eddie, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Shaletta. It was a pleasure.